Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. Is your host Destiny, aka Des. Y'all, I can only say that I'm sick and tired and sick of this coronavirus shit. I've been in the house for, I've honestly lost count of the days, and I'm just ready to go. My graduation was canceled, and honestly, I don't know if this is like a very privileged thing to say, but I really wasn't looking forward to graduation. Like, I've been irritated with my class damn near since I attended college. So I really wasn't bummed about not graduating with them because I was kind of at the point in my life where I'm over them. So I wasn't bummed about it. I just was mad because we rented this bomb ass house for my graduation party, and I had so many themes that I wanted to execute on the 4 days that we had our house. I was gonna have a tacos and tequila night, a pizza and Patron night, because the house came with like a wood oven pizza thing. So I was gonna have custom made pizzas and Patron, and then I was gonna have a soul food dinner featuring Duce, and then I had like outdoor pool, I had a volleyball court, I had a basketball court inside the house. We were about to go dumb. Like, it was about to be a whole event. I was so excited for that party. Like, I was inviting everybody and their daddy. I think I invited two of my professors. I was ready for that party. So the fact that the party got shut down, y'all, and we had to cancel the Airbnb, and I just was sick to my stomach. Also, I'm gonna apologize for any noise that you may hear. My house is full. My older brother and my sister-in-law came home, so now it's six of us again. And mom is cooking Easter dinner. By the way, happy Easter. So if you do hear any noises, it's because we're in the middle of cooking Easter dinner slash running to the store slash you already know how it goes. Y'all already know. But I digress. Y'all, I was so excited for that party, and the fact that it was canceled, it just blows my mind, because if you know me, I'm not a partier. I'm really not. Like, I sit my ass in the house. But y'all, this party was finna go stupid. I was even inclined to invite half the whole school, and I can't even stand half my whole school, but I was gonna invite them. That's how lit the shit was gonna be. Like, I actually can tolerate y'all for this one night. We can get lit as fuck, hella alcohol, hella other recreational activities, and we going dumb, we going up. But it's okay. The Lord probably did it for a reason. He probably did it for a reason. So I can't be upset with the fact that we had to. No, actually, y'all, I'm entitled to my feelings. I was pissed that we could not have this party. Like, I'm pissed just thinking about it. So I'm just gonna move on. I just, y'all, I'm sick as hell. I'm really sick as hell. But anyways, y'all, I'm so sick and tired of quarantine. I cannot do this anymore. I cannot. And I'm so sick of people on the internet talking about, y'all really excited about these $1,200 stimulus checks. What the fuck? It's a free $1,200. If you follow me on social media, I'm so sorry, because I really have been ranting about this all week. So I decided just to bring it here so I can just do one more complaint about it, and then we're done. If you got it like that, if your pockets is fat, if your pockets is swole, send me $1,200, because the next person I see retweet, like, post, comment, talking about, y'all really excited about $1,200? Okay. All right. So you got it. You got it. So go ahead and cash at me. I'll send you my Cash App, my Zelle, my Apple Pay, my Venmo, my PayPal. Whatever you want, I'll give it to me. Y'all are, y'all be getting so mad. Just who do y'all think y'all are? Just who do y'all think y'all are? Like, you can't get mad because niggas is excited about some money. It's free money that they ain't got to work for them. That's coming from this crooked ass government. I don't care if I had $12 million in my account. If the government tell me that you getting $1,200, send it my way. It's free. I didn't have to work for it. It's mine. It's a free $1,200. Like, I don't care. Y'all swear. Y'all see. Y'all get $1,275 and y'all on y'all paychecks, and suddenly y'all think y'all money bags. Y'all got it because y'all see them paychecks. Them paychecks got $1,200 in it. We see this every week. Okay, you got it then. Cash at me some money because you got it. In the meantime, shut the fuck up and let people enjoy their stimulus check. I wish I was getting a stimulus check, goddammit. I'm a college student who got claimed, so it's over for me. And me and my brothers are all over 18. So my mom and dad ain't getting no extra $500. We ain't get the boys ain't, well, me and my younger brother not getting a stimulus check. My older brother, he getting a stimulus check. Me and my younger brother, college students who just got paid, I mean, who's still getting claimed, no. Cal, college student who doesn't get claimed, he's good. He's great. He's getting his cash. So I'm living through y'all. Enjoy y'all stimulus check for me. Book them vacations for me. Well, you know, start booking them for next year, because the way motherfuckers is going outside, I can assure you that summer might be delayed by a couple of months. Because, yeah, niggas ain't staying inside. And I honestly feel like people really wasn't, I mean, it's just how it is. Y'all not gonna start taking it serious until it affect y'all family members. And this is not me saying like y'all, like me too, because I was taking this seriously, but like once it started hitting closer to home, that's when I'm like, oh shit, like let me do my part. Like I was doing my part, don't get me wrong, I wasn't going outside, I wasn't kicking it, I wasn't chilling, but I wasn't taking it serious. Like mentally I wasn't taking it serious, and then it started hitting a little closer to home, and I'm just like, whoa, this is serious as fuck. But just stay safe, y'all. I'm blessed to say that I've heard more recovery cases than death cases, so I just hope that if you are out there and you do have it, that you get through it. If you lose a family member, I'm praying for you and your family. I hope you find peace, even though, you know, you're not able to see your family members and stuff like that. That's the part that just kills me about this whole thing, is that people cannot say goodbye. People have to die alone. So I just hope you find peace. I hope your family members find peace, and we gonna get through this, y'all, because I'm over it. I'm just so over it. I even started, y'all, I'm not a whole, during this quarantine, y'all should be picking up a hobby, a habit, or starting a business. I'm not that type of person, but I haven't been outside in, I want to say, I don't know, a month. I honestly lost count. So yes, I bought me some rollerblades. While buying those rollerblades, I just discovered that I'm getting old, because I never really had to pay for rollerblades before. So when I went to go buy some rollerblades, they were $85 plus tax. But thankfully, Dick's Sporting Good, they had shit to do, and my package came here in 2 days. So I honestly couldn't even complain. And I mean, it's not like I'm going to get my nails, toes, feet, hair, eyebrows, shopping, going out to eat, margaritas, drink, playing pool. It's not like I'm putting that money towards that. So I might as well invest in some rollerblades and try to get active. They came yesterday, and y'all, went outside for about 40 minutes, and I almost got fucked up. Like, I forgot that you had to, I forgot that you had to put the fucking, what is them things called? The little strap to keep your ankle safe. I thought it went over the tongue of the skate and not over your ankle. So I was in this bitch about to fall like 5 times. I almost cracked my phone like 10 times. Our sidewalks was a little gravelly, so I really almost got, the neighbors almost seen me get fucked up. A big ass 21-year-old rolling down the street on some slides, I mean on some skates, falling in the grass. That was almost me, but I was able to, I don't know, control myself and kind of get back to it, like how I felt young again. I used to play hockey on skates. I used to ride to the store on skates. I used to cruise the neighborhood on skates with my little crew. Y'all, I used to be unstoppable on them skates. But yesterday, I was not unstoppable. 40 minutes was it. And I barely even did that. I came in the house hot as hell. Just out of breath as hell. But I got my cardio in for the day. I was supposed to go out today to go skating, but my ass forgot to. I just woke up like an hour and a half ago, so I had to get my life together and trying to figure out the direction I want to take with this show. There's so many approaches, and I think I'm just in my head a little bit too much. I think I just need to go with it and stop trying to make it perfect, because it's not going to be perfect. I'm developing, it's supposed to be evolving. It's not going to be perfect immediately, and I just need to stop trying to make it so perfect and just do what I want with it. Just enjoy it. So that's what I'm just going to start doing. I'm just going to start enjoying it. I'm still going to have my segments where I'm going to focus on specific topics, but I'm not going to stress myself trying to talk about one topic the whole entire show. because that's what's had me in this funk for about 2 weeks, is because I'm like, okay, should I talk about this, like, I'm just worried about it instead of just going and having fun. And after the podcast I've been listening to, like, they are organized, but you could tell they just go with it. They just have a good time. They still stay on topic, but they just try to have a good time. And that's what I want to do, because this is really an outlet for me, y'all. I don't have any hobbies. So getting into podcasting has been like awakening for me, y'all. I'm sounding stupid as hell. Looks like I need to go back to school. I've been like dibbling and dabbling with cover art, trying to figure out what I want to do with my logo, because I don't know about y'all, but I think I need to do a little bit better with that. Don't get me wrong, I love my cover art. I just want to evolve. You know, everything needs to evolve. I just want to get a little bit more together. So I've been on Canva. Shout out to Canva, y'all. Y'all need to go ahead and get the Canva Pro, because it's been saving my life. I've been experimenting on Canva with like logos and cover arts and different type of animations, and it's been really coming together well, and I love it so much. I really wish I was an artistic ass person, because if I had an eye, I know I would go dumb. But I've been kind of mocking up some stuff on Canva, and I've been loving it. And I'm in the process of hiring somebody for a new cover art, and I'm excited about that, because I just keep getting excited about this show, y'all, because I never thought that I'd be sitting in the room recording. You know, I just never thought that I'd get into podcasting. So I've just developed such a love for it. I love the community. They're so supportive. By the way, shout out to the Podcast and Chill Show. And Listen to This While You Shit. The guys from those shows, they've been really supportive, y'all. They've been really supportive. They follow me on Twitter. They retweet my shit. They listen to my shit. I listen to their shit. It's a nice little camaraderie. I'm going to leave all their information in the little description thing. I sound like such a YouTuber. I'm going to leave the information down there, because they really been... I just really appreciate it. I didn't expect that to come from doing a podcast and joining this type of community. So I appreciate y'all, if y'all listening. But yeah, y'all, I just been trying to figure it out, and I'm getting there. I really am, and I'm going to get there. But in the meantime, I'm just not going to overthink it. I'm just going to go with the flow with it and just have a good time with it and just focus on developing. I just want to develop. I just want to evolve. I don't know. So I'm going to get it together. I really am. I just, shout out to Pinterest too, because Pinterest has been keeping me occupied during this break, because I got so sick and tired of Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and Instagram. I'm sick of them. Well, honestly, I'm not sick of Tumblr. I've really been using Tumblr and Pinterest a lot. Pinterest be making me want to get my room together, start painting, fucking redecorate the house, clean the house, cook for the house. They be inspiring a motherfucker to do something. Make me wish I was more in tune with not my artistic side, but... y'all, it just made me wish I had a little bit more hobbies. I just need to get out there some more. I don't know. But I've been really fucking with Pinterest. It's been helping me out. Y'all, I've been wanting to redecorate my room ever since we moved, and I haven't even started. I mean, I have talked to my friend. She's been helping me with some stuff, so we're going to get that together. But I just, yeah, my room. I cannot wait to just finally redecorate that hoe. I just need to get it together. I even was reading a script this week. My friend from high school, he wrote a script, and me and my friend Zay had read it, and it was good as fuck, y'all. I'm not gonna put it out there because I don't know if he wants it public yet, but it was good as fuck. At first I'm like, what are you about to do with this? Because we was like, bro, what's about to happen? You know, we two impatient motherfuckers. What's about to happen? But the way he had the story, it was good as fuck. The way the story just, like, flowed and shit started to come together and shit started to add up. We was in this bitch like, what the fuck? It was good as hell. We tried to put our other friends on, but them motherfuckers wasn't listening. Actually, one of them wasn't listening. I hope she's listening to this now, because, yeah, I'm throwing hella shade at you. But it was good. Everything came together so well. And it was only a draft, so right now we're just waiting for him to send us the rest of it. But once he do, ooh, I'm going to be so excited, y'all, because he snapped. So once it come out and he's comfortable with Like, because I don't know if he's comfortable having his work out there. That's why I don't want to speak on it. Once he's comfortable with that and, you know, wants to share it to the world, I'm going to for sure leave his information in the thing, because y'all need to be put onto it. It's really good. That boy is talented as fuck. He's talented as fuck, y'all. Script writing, I would never imagined. Like, not saying that I would never imagine him, but I don't know. Wow. I was so amazed, y'all. I was so amazed. I was just in this bitch, just shook as fuck. Shook as fuck. So, and also, I just been trying to, like, what have y'all been listening to? What have y'all been listening to during quarantine? Because I'm not gonna lie, it's hard for me to listen to music if I'm not doing nothing. Like, in school, I was on it because I was walking to class listening to music, and I was in a library listening to music, and going to the calf and stuff like that. But when I'm at home and I'm not really doing nothing, it's kind of hard. Like, I can listen to music while I do my homework, but it gotta be music that I know, or like I have to listen to some type of Pandora or YouTube. It's hard for me to listen to like new albums, and I don't know if y'all listen to Umi, but listen to Umi. I'm listening to her, y'all. I haven't even attempted to try to learn a dance. If you know me, you know that I'm the most rhythmically challenged person ever. So the fact that I've been trying to learn a dance is just another sign that I'm going crazy during quarantine, and I'm getting ready to turn to the man on The Shining, and it's about to get lethal in here because I'm trying to learn a dance. Come the fuck on. When do I ever? Come on. When? Never. I'm not a dancer. So I'm up here practicing every day. I think I tore a muscle trying to do some shit that I know I can't do, and I've been, you know, working on it and watching it every day, and you know, I'm just trying to get it together, but I look dumb as fuck. But it's giving me something to do, is exercise, make my blood pump. So I guess I don't know. I spent the first half of quarantine really just sleeping. So now that I feel this burst of energy, I'm trying to take advantage of it and just do shit. Like, I know I'm not saying that I'm not one of those people that believe that this whole little time you should be using to pick up a trick. Like, no, I don't believe that. I'm taking advantage of me being in a good headspace, and going with it. Sleep schedule still trash, but I'm just trying to do a little bit more of my day, get a little bit more done. I got homework due at midnight tonight, but that's, I'm not doing that till 10. I'm not doing that till 10. I can't. I refuse. I'm gonna enjoy my Easter, the Lord's Day. No. And y'all, I'm just bouncing off topic, but I'm sorry, y'all. It's been a long week. That's why I just need to stay consistent, because I'm trying to put too much into, you know. Also, but I digress. Back to the whole what y'all been listening to. And I listened to Party's new album. It was good. I enjoyed it or whatever. I think I've only listened to it like twice. I need to get together. And I'm waiting for Division's album to come out. But I'm just getting a little scared because the album has 16 songs and 8 songs are features. And coming from an album where they had 2 previous albums and they didn't really have any features, so the fact that this album has 8 of them out of 16 songs, it's just a little worrisome, because I hope, y'all know how when The Weeknd started going mainstream, we was like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, some songs were like, okay, we fuck with this, but overall, what the fuck is this? I'm scared that's how I'm about to be with them. I love Division, and I'm just a little scared. Like, I'm excited for these features. The Party Next Door feature, he got a Summer Walker. I kind of fell off on Summer Walker for real. But Last Day of Summer is better than Over It, and y'all can't. Yeah, that's just that. But just, I don't know. I'm just scared. All these features is just me. I feel like they're trying to cross over onto the charts and maybe take a more mainstream approach. And when artists take a more mainstream approach, that reflects into their music. Division had a song featuring Future, and that was the first song I can honestly say I did not like by them, and I never thought that the words would even come out of my mouth. So the album is dropping April 17th. I'm a little scared about it, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. Sophomore albums are, when they released their sophomore album, I was like, okay, I'm a little scared, because sophomore albums are generally like bad albums, but for a sophomore album, they had a really good one. So their junior album, I don't know, y'all. I really don't know. I'm not entirely confident about it. I have faith in them, but I'm just not confident about it. I feel like I'm going to have to skip songs. And usually with the albums, I don't skip songs. So, we'll see later this week. I don't know. I just hope they don't disappoint, y'all. I just hope they don't disappoint. I pray they don't disappoint, because a lot of bands have been disappointing me lately. They just been, I don't know what motherfuckers are trying to do. Maybe it's because I'm not a musician, I don't understand, but y'all just been really getting pissed off with music lately. Like, even with Summer Walker, I was fucking with her when she, like, was kind of, when Last Day of Summer came out, and the music she had before Last Day of Summer, I love Summer Walker. But when Over It came out, and just this whole, everything that came, like, all the publicity in the press that came up with Summer Walker and all that after Over It came out, I just wasn't fucking with it. Like, the album, I listened to it a couple of times. I really did. I tried to give this album a chance, y'all. I did not like it. I know it's old. I know it came out forever ago. But I've been thinking about it a lot, because people keep saying that that's one of the best albums of 2020 or whenever the fuck it came out. And I just don't agree. I didn't fuck with it. I like some songs. Don't get me wrong. I know words to some songs. I'm not about to sit up here and cap. I know words. But as an overall album, I'm cool off of it. Like, I can be okay with having about 5 songs on my phone from Over It. But Last Day of Summer, I have every song on my phone except Talk Your Shit. Because, yeah, B. Simone, you been in your bag. Girl, I'm trying to get like you with that $1 million. But the whole comedy skit with you and The Voice, that shit was annoying on Last Day of Summer. So, I had to poop. That had to go out. I had to delete that. That shit was annoying. Baby girl, yeah. Like, that shit just, that annoys me. But I will give sis her props for being in her bag. Making it a million before 30, that shit, beautiful. That's inspiring. But the talking shit, that just had to go. I wasn't really fucking with it at all. Surprisingly, during this little quarantine, though, I haven't listened to a lot of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Come into my world and you will see that we are more than thugs, more than thugs, we're more than thugs, we're more than thugs. We're just a little too nigga smoking, ain't the warrior, 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 warrior. I love me some Bone Thugs and Harmony. I made a tweet the other day talking about some, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't know what Cleveland was. I only said that because I follow a lot of people from Cleveland because of school. So I just want to see if anybody's going to react, but nobody reacted. That's how you know niggas is bored. Like, why would you tweet that? Why would you tweet that? You know niggas be riding for their cities and shit. But, I mean, that is true. If it wasn't for Bone Thugs and Harmony, I wouldn't know what a Cleveland was. I'm just kidding. I got a friend from Cleveland. Let me quit playing. I'm telling the truth, though. But Bone Thugs go stupid. Them niggas go stupid. We got lazy and crazy. Biz is in the house. Wish is in the house. Inflame and Tasha. Cleveland's definitely in the house. My phone is about to die. My phone is about to die. My phone is about to die. It's okay. I don't need to be on my phone anyway. Y'all been trying to figure out what the fuck to do with my hair. I took my twisties down, and that was one of the worst decisions of this quarantine. I don't know why the fuck I did that. I just swore I missed it so bad. My shit is in a roughed up looking ass ponytail. I've been looking like the girl from Polar Express. I've been looking kind of crazy lately. I haven't taken a picture in Lord knows how long. I'm looking fucked up. My eyebrows are starting to grow back. I need everything. Mani-pedi, wax, eyebrows. What else I need? I need everything. I need it all. I need my hair done. I need it all. Got me wanting to buy clothes and look cute and shit. Y'all know me. I don't really give a fuck. I go out. I don't give a fuck for real. But I actually want to go out and look somewhat cute. I really do. Because the way I've been looking these past couple of days, it just ain't been it at all. It ain't been it. It has not been it, girl. I'm trying to get my shit together. I'm trying to get my life together. But, I mean, I'm with the same motherfuckers all day. I'm at home with the fam. They don't need to Yeah, they drive me crazy, but I don't need to get cute for them. Not for real, for real. I'm just, hey. Oh, by the way, shout out to Greenland. They had like 78 cases or whatever, and they healed all 78 cases and nobody died. So right now they don't have any cases. Damn near moving to Greenland. Actually, after this whole thing is over, y'all, I just want to take a solo vacation and just chill. Like, I've been looking up solo, like, I want to take a solo vacation because I want to get my shit together and kind of get away from everybody. Just being in the house these past couple of weeks, I've just been valuing wanting my own space. Like, I know I'm not getting an apartment no time soon because after graduation, I'm going to be broker than ever. So, I'm going to use my little gap year to make some money, but I'm going to go on vacation for sure. I don't know. I'm going to go to like a retreat or a resort somewhere in America. So I'm not really ready to take a vacation out of the country by myself. That's kind of dead. I mean, I can't wait to get there one day. I'm going to get there one day where I feel comfortable enough with taking a vacation out of the country by myself. Right now, I think I'm going to just stick to like a resort in the United States. Just to go, stay somewhere and just have a good time and just do a lot of activities and just get my mental together and come back, just have a come to destiny moment. And get my life together and just get away from everybody and just turn my phone off and have a good time by myself and might meet somebody. I don't fucking know. I want to go. I've been looking up some really good retreats in the United States, and even though we ugly as hell, we got some really good stuff out. So I'm gonna look into it. I need to go on a vacation, get the fuck about in Michigan. I'm tired of Detroit. But them niggas can't even stay in the house. I'm tired. So I need to get the fuck up out of here once summer come, if we even get a summer. I was thinking like late September. That'd be cute. Like a mid to late September. Right before the season end. And just go have a good time. Maybe go to Arizona. I don't fucking know. I'm gonna figure it out. But I need to get the fuck up out of here. I'm not saying that I don't like being at home. I love being at home. I'm just saying, y'all, I'm bored as fuck. I want to do something. I want to go on an adventure. I want to have fun, spoil myself, spend money, drink. I don't fucking know. I just want to do it by myself, though. By myself. Maybe I'll invite a friend. Maybe not. I don't know. I just want to have a good time. We got lazy and crazy. Busy's in the house. Wishes in the house. So I guess it's time for me to end this shit. Before I forget, I've been advertising it. So I'm having a giveaway, which I will be giving. I'm still stuck between giving away two $10 cash apps or a $20 cash app. I don't know yet, but I'm going to post the guidelines on my Instagram. But basically, you just have to be following my Instagram page. You have to post and tag me on your Instagram story, and then you have to tag three friends who you would, I guess, would benefit from this as well. I know y'all rich as hell with y'all stimulus checks, and without y'all stimulus checks, y'all still rich. I know how y'all get down, but it doesn't hurt having an extra $10, $20 in your pocket. So enter my giveaway. I will probably choose the winner on probably a week from today. So probably next Saturday. I'm sorry, what's today? Sunday. Next Sunday, I will announce the winner or winners, depending if I do one or two. But just stay tuned, follow my Instagram, and I should have everything up by the time I post this video. And it's going to be lit, and I can't wait to give you guys my money. So just stay tuned. You know, don't miss out on the opportunity to win this. This is three easy steps. Just follow me and tag your friends, and you could be $10 to $20 richer. Come on, even I can use $10 to $20 that I ain't had to work for. This is nothing. We on our phones all day anyway. My screen time for this week was 13 fucking hours. I'm surprised it wasn't more. Honestly, I'm highly surprised. We'll see what next week brings us. But I'm surprised that it wasn't more. So have a good week, y'all. I'm going to stay consistent. Next week will be a little bit more organized. I missed y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I miss being in my little fake ass studio recording. So I'm like, let me just do some shit. It's a little all over the place. I sang a couple times. I'm sorry. But, you know, people probably not gonna listen to the whole 30 minutes. But if you do,
If you've made it to minute 29, 45 seconds, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all's support. I appreciate everybody who really been supporting me for real. Like, the people who've been helping me pick out logos and cover arts and just listening to my show. I really appreciate that because I'm really passionate about this. So thank you. I hope y'all all have a safe week. Wash your hands. Check on your family members. Check on your friends. Love each other. Have a happy Easter. I hope y'all eating good because I'm getting ready to eat good. I hope dinner is ready when I go downstairs, y'all, because if not, I'm going to cry. But make sure y'all enter the giveaway. Come get this free money. I want to give money to y'all because y'all support me. So I just want y'all to have it. And just have a safe week, y'all. Bye.